Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Tarish Saluja, mm-hmm. Executive Director of the Silkscreen. Silkscreen Festival, Silkscreen...
Arts and Culture Organization.
And it's been highly operational here in Pittsburgh for quite a few years
This
now.
Is our ninth year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Big 1-0 coming up around the bend.
Tenth year coming up. I think I'll lose the remaining five here. I have.
But you earned that, though. You earned that.
Yeah, absolutely. I named each one of them when I lose them.
Oh, you're holding on to them?
Put it in a matchbox and give it a burial.
That's great.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is you yourself are quite a well-rounded artist as well as executive director of this cultural organization.
You know, if I had a talent like most of my classmates did, you know, to go make money and, you know, and have a luxurious life, I would do that. Instead, you know, I got under the delusion from my parents when I was young that I need to make the world a better place through the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they were wrong, obviously. But so I know painting and I know music and I know film and I know literature. So through those things, we're trying to make a difference.
Now, as a filmmaker, what really drives you in putting a film together?
Well, films, I think the best description is storyteller. I love to tell stories. I enjoy telling stories. In fact, my friends tell me that how over the years that they hear the same stories, and within 4 years they don't recognize it anymore because it has been embellished so much. You know, when did that happen? When did that car come in? When did? And so forth and so forth. So that's my passion. So I tell it whether it's through music or writing or through painting. But movies, of course, are the best vehicle for that. You know, because you're telling lovely stories of, and I have literally ideas for probably 200 stories, which is never going to happen, of course. So
wow, you need a vacation to write. You know,
tell me. I actually, after one of the films, we decided to go to Mexico to a resort, and we thought we'd sit on a beach, and have some cocktails, and write my next script. No. You can't do that. You want to have a cocktail during lunch. You have some wine during lunch. You have a nice
breakfast.
Paella. Next thing you know, you're sleeping. Work doesn't get done in beautiful weather on sand beaches.
You have just described every Monday for me.
There you are. If you want work done, you need a gloomy place with miserable weather, and you huddled inside. Pittsburgh.
So that's what brought you to Pittsburgh. Well, I was going to ask.
No.
You know, but on still on the topic of your art and your work.
Did you know, I'm sorry to interrupt,
no.
Did you know why we had such bad weather this year?
I just figured that's the way the world turns.
So you're blaming it on global warming or something?
Well, no, I just kind of figured everything cycle, you know, we were due for a really
you're
bad.
You're too serious, Brian.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what the real reason is. I heard the governor canceled spring. He said there are budget problems. This year we're not going to have any spring. I know him. I know Jim. I can understand that.
That is the best description I have heard.
Oh, austerity, you know.
And I think we'll make that official.
Yeah.
Was that really saving Pennsylvania that much money by canceling spring?
Tighten your belt and, you know, chin up.
Indeed.
Okay,
indeed.
So you were asking.
Oh, well, I wanted to point out that you have provided us with a lovely backdrop today. This is one of your paintings,
one of your original works. Surprise, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's part of my mandala series. You know, the Buddhist did this mandala. They've been doing it for more than 1,000 years. It's circular, very precise, very, very geometric, unbelievably beautiful things. So I'm doing what in German philosophy is called freedom within boundaries. There are certain things one wouldn't do. May not go streaking on the streets or the baseball park, although some people do. But you know what I'm saying. Hmm. I wouldn't murder. I wouldn't cheat. I wouldn't break the law. But within the boundaries, mm-hmm. I want to go crazy.
I like that.
I want to bend the rules. I want to be subversive. I want to laugh. I want to change, bring about change, complain like it's our right in America and so forth, you know. But within boundaries. We don't in this country, you know, go around and cause revolution by shooting, you know, everybody in governments and so on and so forth. But we do it through, let's not get into politics, but, you know, freedom within boundaries. So what I'm doing is taking the basic concept of, it's in all my paintings, I've done a lot of music paintings, but primarily with the mandala paintings, I'm taking the mandala concept of four circles and a square in between, which is, you know, a whole explanation for that. But instead of keeping it precise and geometric and perfect, I'm going crazy within that. And this is just one of them, so I have like 30 more of those.
Beautiful. And I've seen them hanging in the office this year.
Yeah, in the office, and we'll probably have a show again this year in New York, talking to somebody there, and so we'll see how that goes.
Excellent. So what brought you from, you know, being an artist, expressing yourself and thoughts through your own work, to the Silkscreen Festival?
Oh, okay. I've been in Pittsburgh since I had hair. So that was 42 years. I have a degree in engineering from a very famous college. In fact, Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes actually did a story on my college. I tell that to everybody so they would think I'm smart. It apparently 400,000-600,000 people apply and 1,000 or 2,000 are chosen, you know, or get admission and so forth.
So what's the
although when I was young, you did not have to be smart. You just have to send in your picture. If you were cute, you got in.
Wow.
I had hair, I was cute, and I got it.
But I missed that boat.
Don't tell anybody. No, you're cute. You're good.
I'm holding up okay.
You can apply.
Well, we'll see.
So anyway, I always wanted to indulge in the arts. And as I mentioned earlier, I want to make a difference because my mother told me that I need to make a difference in the world. And I know art more than anything else. So I paint. I've been painting all my life and showing all my life. And I love music. My mother was a musician and know a lot about Indian music particularly. I don't know if you heard Indian music.
I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like people having stomach problems.
That's one description.
Yeah. But it goes back, you know, 3,000-4,000 years. It's beautiful, unbelievably charming, wonderful, inspirational music and so forth.
Yes.
And Indians really get off on that. So I started a radio program. I ended up in Pittsburgh because I had come here for 2 weeks from New York to see how Pittsburgh was. And I'm still here.
So you liked it, I take it.
Well, I got lost, you know.
It kept you.
Pittsburgh doesn't have road signs sometimes. You know, you go in downtown, 6th Street becomes Avenue and so forth.
That's how we get people to move here. They get stuck.
They get stuck.
It's like a fly trap.
We had people who came from Chicago last Thanksgiving, you know, to visit us.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back, they said, you know, that they wanted to see downtown. So we gave them directions.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Thanksgiving around October, November, whatever. They went downtown. They still haven't come back. I think they're going around in the triangle.
Well, you'll see them next holiday.
Somewhere, yeah. Next
they'll show up for the next Thanksgiving.
Anyway, so I came to Pittsburgh and loved it. Absolutely. In fact, you know, one of the when you come into Pittsburgh and you're waiting for that transport at the airport,
yes.
you know, and there are two TV screens there, and they generally have a commercial going about Pittsburgh. And one of them, there are two kinds of commercials. One of them actually has a quotation by me saying of how surprised and impressed I was at how beautiful Pittsburgh was, especially the landscape. I mean, you get out of the town, which takes only 5 minutes, and you have this rolling hills, and you know, you never are in a boring, straight, flat land and so forth. I have difficulty living anywhere else. I go anywhere else, which I love, in other cities and so forth, all around the world, but I love the beautiful, you know, geography, topography, and so forth, apart from the people and so forth, you know. Now, if the governor hadn't canceled spring, we would be in a better shape, but we were talking to him. Anyway,
good.
So I was in Pittsburgh, and I got into publishing, and I was there for about, you know, almost 30 years and so forth. I started my radio program on the old WDUQ NPR station.
And it is still running.
It is still running.
And I believe it is the longest running program of its kind. Is that correct?
The music program, we think, in the world by the same host. And Dr. Vijay Bal, you know, helps me do it every other week. It's 42 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Volunteers, thank you. Volunteers by our own music. And we've been doing that. And so about 15 years ago, I decided to get out of the magazine business and start making movies, because then I could reach a bigger audience. And so we made 2-3 movies. One of them did very well, called The Journey, which went around the world and got awards everywhere, and it was on TV, independent film channel, IFC showed it, and wow, so forth. You know. Anyway, so after that, I got involved with, because of the movie, lots of prominent people in town saw the movie. Pittsburgh had never been shown such a beautiful way, and here's the story of Indian Americans in Pittsburgh. It was a comedy and so forth. And I got involved with many groups and meetings about the future of Pittsburgh. Why aren't we progressing? Why don't we attract immigrants? Even though 50-60% of postgraduate students in the universities are Asian Americans, people don't stay here. Mm. They go to Silicon Valley, they go to Boston, they go to New York. And remembering Richard Florida's book, you know, Rise of the Creative Class, people don't go somewhere only because they have a good job. People want to know if their lifestyle would be welcome, if they would have like-minded people, if a person has certain tastes or a certain color on the skin or a certain background, would they be lynched or would they be welcomed in a society? And so people choose cities like that. Cities have a reputation like that.
Sure.
There are places, unfortunately, where they are very intolerant. They have homophobic laws. They have other laws about, they don't look down upon interracial marriages to this day. I mean, for heaven's sake, this is 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there are other cities which are very, very welcoming and open heart and so forth. So if I had to choose, and I don't want to just go somewhere only to make $2. I want to make sure that I would be happy there.
Yes.
Or at least not be killed, you know.
Right.
So I'm sorry, you know, being taking poetic license, you know. So anyway, so I said, look at what we do. We do have a St. Patrick's Day parade. We should. We have a Columbus Day parade. We should. But the Italians and the Irish are not coming to Pittsburgh anymore. It's the Indians who are coming. It's the Chinese, Korean, and Japanese. That's 2/3 of the world population. And the two of the biggest economies in the world, soon to be second and third economies in the world. Our biggest markets are in India and China. I mean, the other day, this is unthinkable 15 years ago. The other day, the first news item, the first news item on NPR was China announced that their economy is not going to grow by 9 or 10%, but it's going to be down to 6%. Why do we care? Because our jobs will suffer. Because we do business with China. That is one of the biggest markets in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So is India. What I'm saying is that that's where people are coming from. That's where the growth is happening. That's where our markets are. That's where our products are being sold. And everybody knows at least one Indian doctor or is working with, for, or competing with an Indian or Chinese company. We all know that, and that's what's going to happen. That's what our future is look like, and we better embrace it that the world is going to be flat, and we're going to be having transactions with people of different races, and we should be, tolerant is not the word, we should be accepting of that. So once you're sitting around on a table and from an Indian or a Chinese, you should know their culture because they know ours. And suddenly take out an Indian to lunch and offer or invite him for lunch and cook beef may not be a good idea. Some do, some don't eat. you know, but you need to know these things, you know. So so I said, Boston does it, New York does it, San Francisco does it. They have an India Day parade. They have a Chinese New Year celebration. We have nothing. And I go, I went around complaining about it to everybody. Like it's my right.
Good, yeah.
And then one day, somebody at a foundation lunch said to me, why are you going around bitching and moaning? You're an American citizen. You know Asia. You've been to Asia. I speak six languages. You know music. You know art. You know movies. You know literature. You know artists and musicians and so forth. Why don't you do it? Why are you asking white people to do this thing? Who would they call if they wanted to do it? Makes sense. Makes sense. And it so happened that my next film, which Colin Firth, set in the Himalayas in India, lost its funding. Suddenly, movie wasn't happening and so forth, and I needed a project. And then this challenge came up that, you know, I firmly believe in Pittsburgh and in the progress of Pittsburgh and the future of Pittsburgh. And it suddenly occurred to me, bulb went off, and I said, yeah, I should be doing it. I'm perfect for this. So I went around asking foundations and people and corporations, and that's what we do. So we started Silkscreen. The idea is to build cultural bridges to and from Asia. Present Asian musicians, Asian American musicians, artists, movies, and other dances and programs where we could have non-Asians come and participate and watch this thing and learn about each other, about cultures. So that's what we started 9 years ago. So we do about 15 programs per year.
And that's, I think, one of the more important things to mention here, because I, for a long time, had been under the impression that it is just the film festival.
Yes.
But no, this, you have programming all year round.
All year round. Yeah, we have dance performances. We have two mini, smaller documentary festivals at Winchester Thurston's Weekly Academy. We have a jazz band. You see, nobody told me that in your 60s, if you are in your 60s, you're not supposed to be starting a jazz band. You're supposed to be a teenager with long hair and smoking dope in your garage is when you're supposed to start a jazz band.
In your
60s? In my 60s.
I started. Well, they told you this.
I didn't know.
Hey, don't be rolling away from me, by the way. Get in here. Come here.
I didn't know. I started a jazz band.
Wow.
Last year. And we have an Indian musician, famous Indian musician, Sami Chatterjee. We have a Chinese musician, Mimi Zhang, and four very well-known, Ben Oki, Jeff Berman, Chris Parker, and Matthew. And we have great, wonderful jazz musicians. We take old, ancient music, and we give it a jazz look at it. And we're putting Pittsburgh, which has a jazz history, on the world music map in a whole new way. And we're going to be issuing a CD soon.
That's wonderful. So the artists are here.
Artists are here.
Which is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful sign.
Well, Samir is from New York, so I get him to come every month when we do the rehearsals.
Sure.
Yeah. And then, we have the film festival.
Yes.
Which is coming up April 25th to May 4th. 27 films.
Wow.
Almost, 50 plus screenings and so forth.
What is the selection process like for those films?
Well, we have a programming committee, which consists of, three people who are in the office, two interns, and about half a dozen people outside from Japan to here, often local university professors, film professors. Asim, who is a leading film critic, Indian film critic out of New York, and he writes for the Wall Street Journal and is on CNN and so forth. And so we find about almost 300 films around the world which we think are worth looking at. And then we approach we read about them and we approach them and then we get about 150 screeners or links to watch it. Then out of that we select the films, And some don't want to come here because we are Pittsburgh, or because the film already released, or they want to go to a bigger festival first, or many other issues happen, or they want so much money that we just can't afford it. So we end up generally around with 25 films over 10 days.
And I think that the film festival is a great way for people in Pittsburgh to get a foot in the door and become familiar with this organization. And then you've got the programs going year-round that they can keep in touch.
And especially these days, you know, most people have traveled or they know people from other countries, and it's a fun and a fun way to go. So we were going to start a campaign, which we didn't have time for. It's See India for $10.
That's brilliant. $10. I like it.
So for $10 ticket, you can go and watch a movie, you know, and then if you don't like it, you can sneak out in the dark. You know, nobody will know.
Who doesn't love a good movie?
I know, but these are good movies.
Indeed.
These are very good movies.
So after 9 years, what have you seen to be the effect of the presence of this organization in Pittsburgh?
It is so heartwarming. There's an old Indian saying. I don't know if you heard about this.
Try me.
It says, I'll translate from Sanskrit, if you build it, they'll come.
Have you heard about this? You know, I have, as a matter of fact. I didn't know the origins, so I appreciate the education.
It's called Field of Dreams.
Yes, yes, I know.
Anyway, so I had this feeling that, you know, this is, our city needs this. You know, we are supposed to be an international city. We are an international city. We were an international city. But we need to. But the international scene is changing, and since we weren't doing enough things for Asia, I thought we should have it like every other city does in the world. Didn't know though if somebody will come. So first year we asked everybody. You know, having been in business, I didn't know whether how to measure success. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you know, first year Pittsburgh Asian American movies, 500 people come, it should be good. We had like 2,500. 2,300 some people show up. It's fantastic. Well, let me tell you a story though. I was showing a movie called After the Fall. It is a film about Vietnam after Americans had to leave after the fall of Saigon. And a man calls me from Buffalo and he says, I'm Vietnamese. I read about this movie. I can't find it anywhere. You're showing it. I'm so grateful. I'm bringing my wife and children, and my children particularly, they need to know our story of what happened. Because he was one of those people who escaped in a boat.
Wow.
Under, you know, with snakes and swamp and so forth and so forth, and went through hardship and was in a boat and was rescued in, I don't know, Australia or Malaysia or someplace. Anyway, so, and he says, save 5 tickets for me. I said, you know, the hall has 300 capacity. It's a Vietnamese film. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Well, halfway from Buffalo to here, somewhere in Erie, he calls me again. He says, you sure you have 5 seats for me? I said, yeah, don't worry about it. So he shows up here, and then he says, I want to meet you. So I was at another movie hall, so I go to this movie hall. This man comes, hugs me, and he's crying, his tears in his eyes, and wants me to meet his wife and children, and thank you for doing this thing, for bringing the story to the world and showing them and so forth, you know. And we are so grateful that this thing happened. This is just one story. I have half a dozen other like that. It's making a difference. People who have lived in other countries, there are 300 families in Pittsburgh, who American families, non-Asian families, who have adopted Chinese babies. There's a society for them. They have a group of them.
Good.
And many of them tell me, this is wonderful. I can bring my children. I can bring my son or daughter to one of your events. And they can thank you for doing that. So
it is. And you provide plenty of opportunities for anyone to get involved.
Yeah.
Not only through the festival, but through the year-round activities. And there's a new screening location this year, which is Waterworks.
Waterworks.
So even more opportunity to see.
We have a showing at Regent Square, like we do Regent Square Theater, Melwood Screening Room, the Carnegie Museum Earth Theater, and then one screening at Waterworks. So we're going to try it out and see how that works.
It is a great event, and all of us at Berg Vivant are very much looking forward to the festival and everything that Silkscreen is doing
around
the year.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and hopefully, you know, more and more people will come. Should we tell them what our website is to how to find it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's called silkscreenfestival.org. Silkscreenfestival.org. You can learn about which movies, you can buy tickets, opening night, closing night, and everything. So.
It couldn't be easier.
Yeah.
So go for it.
All right.
Indeed.
Appreciate that.
Harish, it has been a pleasure chatting with you and an education. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity and
absolutely.
Hope to see you at the movies.
Of course, we will be there.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.